That's our jam.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Tracy.
And this is episode six. Siete?
Nope. No. I just said it. I just said say.
Cease. En français.
Let me hit you up with the Tagalog.
Oh.
Sa dalawa tatlo apat lima anim?
I would have no idea if that was right or wrong.
Who's to say? Well, welcome, everyone. To episode six. Boy, have we got a show for you today.
What a show. We got the food.
Jenny.
Yeah.
As we do with all the eps, what's one word to describe motherhood today?
I feel like all my words are just like synonyms this season. Well, but here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Flexible. Mm-hmm. You gotta be real flexible when you have a baby.
Like yoga?
Yeah, like first of all, definitely like yoga. I got a massage on Mother's Day and the masseuse was like, you need to do more yoga and stretch more.
Oh, wow.
Because I was so tight. But that's because I breastfeed all day. But also flexible with like everything. Your emotions, their emotions.
Sure.
Your schedule.
Yeah. Just gotta be ready at any time.
Mm-hmm. And like, I think, again, I'm a person who loves a schedule. I love a list. I love getting things done. But if you're just remind that they're in charge, then you realize that flexibility is important. So, like, if you try to make plans with somebody, you just kind of are like, I'll text you when they wake up from their nap and we'll go from there. And, like, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, yeah, you need to be ready for anything.
Mm-hmm. Also, Evie gets in real weird positions, so flexible.
She does. It's true.
Yeah.
Just reminded me of a Lorelai Gilmore quote. She says, I can be flexible as long as everything is exactly the way I want it.
Yeah. I mean, great.
Yeah.
That's not
it, but
everything for Evie.
Yeah.
Evie is Lorelai in this situation.
True. That is true. All right, guys. Guess what? We're bringing back my favorite. Me too. That I was like queuing it up. One of my faves from segments from the past two seasons, iPod Roulette. Except we're not using iPods anymore.
No. iPods are... We're not using
we're
any
not
of the apps.
We're not using any of the other apps.
We're using the Spotify app.
So what we're going to do is basically like pick a playlist and then we're going to shuffle it up and then explain yourself.
Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I am
to
so
just
ready.
Be raw on this pod?
I don't like you saying that.
Be raw with me, Tracy. Ew.
Ew.
I'm so sorry.
Again,
folk. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Song number one.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is a good jam. Lizzo, Let Him Say. You might be familiar with the song because it's in a Target commercial.
Is Lizzo a band?
Lizzo is a fierce rapper who you see in the right... The cat just got in here. She literally just opened the door.
Rude.
With her hands. Lizzo is a female rapper. She's the one on the right in the picture.
Uh-huh.
She, I just saw her open for Haim.
Oh,
she has another
amazing
song that, you might know called Good as Hell.
Who's that person? Caroline Smith?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay. Next one. We're doing five. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guys.
I'm already into it.
Have you never heard the song? Good Thing by Sage the Gemini. and Nick Jonas. They don't know because I keep it low. When I go low, she tell me where to go. I make her act up when I come back up. She say her feelings too strong, make her want to back up. And I respond like, damn. But let me when I tell you I agree. Like, damn. Now or later, it was going to be you or me. Like, damn. Now I don't want to let you go, but there's something that you got to know. This ain't nothing but dangerous. We about to be over it. Guys, I gotta go. This is private. This is a private moment. I think I've heard this song, but like on the radio. You know what I mean? So I haven't heard like.
Wait, two, three, four.
Good shit keep happening. Good shit keep happening. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, it's a hot song. Right. It's a hot song.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Yep.
This is like so different. Taking it down.
Yeah. Well, James Arthur. This is.
I love this jam.
This is a good song. It's classic. You're like strolling through H&M, purchasing a simple tea.
This song makes me cry.
Sure. Sure.
Comes up along on my iTunes as well.
That's fair.
You know what? I think they play this on MVY.
Of course they do. MVY Radio. Martha's Vineyard, guys.
Yeah,
get into it. For a minute, I was stone cold sober. These are great jams. Well, they're my top 100 of 2017, so.
Oh, sorry, I'm so.
Yeah, I know. I was like, are you going to go to the next one? Oh, yeah.
I think we're being loud. I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances, but that's a nickel with some counter. Where my accountant lives, in fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boob, it tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. You're
just listening to this jam.
So sorry.
What can I say? Kendrick Lamar had a great year. He's great. This makes me hype.
Yeah, I feel like.
Or do my dance to it. Oh, yeah. This is a song by Mac Miller featuring Anderson .Paak. Called Dang. Fun fact, I actually saw them perform it on the Ellen DeGeneres show last year. Added it to my queue, to my playlist, and look where we are now.
This is a great jam too. And I want the mirror in the cover art.
Yep, it's a simple mirror. It's a white, circular.
One of those starbursts.
Yeah, it kind of like looks cooler. Like a sun.
This is a great five.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, go steal these from yours.
Great. Well, I'll put them on
the web.
I'll put them on the web, and you too can listen to it.
Did we clarify that we're doing our songs from top 2015? Did we say that out loud?
2015? No.
17?
2017.
Do you know what year it is?
Yeah, you guys know how Spotify did like this. It curated your top 100 songs from the year. That's the playlist that we're picking. So these were among my top 100 songs that I played last year.
We figured this would be the fairest way to do it. Yeah. Because otherwise it's like playlists get personal, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
And Jenny also doesn't have a up-to-date playlist.
I don't, guys. I just
she has an up-to-date baby
all day, so. Okay.
Well, now it's your turn. Let's turn the tables.
My songs are always infinitely more embarrassing than yours.
Embarrassing or different, you know.
Embarrassing or different.
The same thing.
No.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready.
Ready? Shuffle. That's not embarrassing.
It's not too bad. I feel like this is just self-explanatory. It's a great jam. It's good for running, or like birthing. Actually, is probably why this is on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably from. Mm-hmm. It's actually.
We should have played your birthing. Shuffled your birthing playlist that I made.
I think that's actually what this is. From, you know what, like that's why it's on here. Love you, Katie.
Okay, next.
I feel like it's like top from 2017 songs from 2004. I mean,
what is this?
This is Matt Nathanson.
All we are.
I just love him.
It's like very on brand for you.
Yeah, I just love singer songwriters. But I bet this album came out like in so long ago. I don't know what year it came out, but
not last year.
No, probably not in the last 10 years. but listen to his voice. I went broke
believing that the simple and he's having a moment. She's literally closing her eyes.
I just love
and
him.
Listening to Manny Fist. Oh my gosh, she's about to have a moment. She might be high, actually.
I wish. I bet it would be better if I was high.
Okay, well, okay. You know what?
Every day is a start of something beautiful, Tracy.
Thank you. Oh, that's so nice.
Right?
So, really, again, so on very on brand, Josh Kelly from how many years ago?
This is really old, too. Like, 2005?
I mean, you can speak to this, but we did see him last year.
You guys.
That was when, yeah.
We saw him in concert at the Troubadour, which is like such a great venue. And what Iconic. Happened was I texted Tracy and I was like, I bought us tickets to go see Josh Kelly. And she was like, what? I don't know any of his music. And I was like, it's
fine. I know
fine.
Like Amazing. I know that song.
Which he played, right?
Yeah.
So I was V Prego. Mm-hmm. And so because I was, we're assuming because I was, they let us sit VIP.
They 100% did.
They let us sit
VIP. There's no other reason.
It was amazing.
Which was like upstairs in a balcony front row.
Yeah, because like the Troubadour is really small and mostly standing room only. And Tracy's like, how are you going to manage it? And I was like, whatever, we'll figure it out when I get there. And then it was just magic.
Yeah.
What a dream.
What a dream.
And he was so funny. Whatever. I love him. I love you. He doesn't listen to this. Oh my God. I mean, this isn't... Whatever. This is who I am.
This is who
I'm
you are.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm going to mish it, and I'm just not going to be embarrassed about it. This is Need to Breathe.
Yep.
They are a Southern Christian rock band. Even though I am agnostic... I love me
none
a good,
of those things.
I love me a good Christian band.
Same, honestly.
This is a song called "The Outsiders." It's like a, it's like our anthem. It's me and Corlin's anthem.
There's a horse on the cover that looks like it could be related to the Target dog.
Yeah, this is one of their best albums.
It's
honestly,
a white horse with a red circle around his eye.
This
I'm
is the best part.
My own joke.
We are the outsiders. So this is Bo and his brother Bear, and
of course those are
two other bandmates, and they grew up. They're from Possum Kingdom, South Carolina. And
are there real possums? Is that why?
I don't know about why it's called Possum Kingdom, but they grew up like, you know when you go to sleepaway camp for like a Christian sleepaway camp, people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like summer camp for Christians. That's they grew up on like one of like their parents run one of those camps.
Oh wow!
They have a great documentary. Also, they have a great live album.
Mm.
It's called Live from the Woods. Everybody should listen to it. That's all. I really like them.
Great. And here's your last one, right?
Oh God, yeah.
It's good.
Guys,
Miley.
This is a great jam.
This is her song to Liam.
The thing about the song is that, like, I feel like it's very different than everything she's done.
Yes.
And while I like her generally anyways, like, I just love this song. I just think it's so pretty.
It's so pretty.
And, like...
She's so in love.
Yeah.
She's so free.
Just so
she
sweet.
She loves life.
It's like a and good, like, this, windows down
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it's a good Malibu song, if you will. Mm-hmm.
So sweet.
I just want to see what this next song is because I see the album cover.
Oh no.
And I just want to know what the song is.
Okay.
Don't look. Oh.
Mm.
That's such a. I mean, I'm going to keep playing it. It's such a. Like, that's the song from there, but that's not what I thought you'd. I thought you'd be playing like a B side. I don't know why. You're still listening to this song in 2018. That's great.
17. Excuse
17,
me.
17, sorry.
I wonder why.
You know what my favorite song from the album is? Saturday morning.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Sorry. Oh, we just found a Sonos speaker.
I think that's probably from, like, if I made, like, a breakup mix for somebody.
Oh.
You know? Like,
but why would it be on your top songs?
Because 2017 was a year where I gave birth, so I had, like...
Sorry, it got loud. I don't know how that happened.
I gave birth in 2017, so like I just listened to a lot of like old playlist that I have.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
That was fun.
That was really predictably embarrassing for me and great for you.
What are you talking about?
I guess it was really on brand, so it's not embarrassing. Ooh, sorry. That was you, actually.
That was me.
I mean, I'm really into singer-songwriters.
Listen, who isn't? You know? I mean, yeah. some people, I guess.
Some people, but those people suck. Also, I'm sorry on behalf of my gender, because I feel like there was no women's songs when I went, but...
Oh, rude.
I know. I just... No, Katy, actually. Katy Perry. And Miley. Never mind. I take it back. That's 2 out of 5. That's pretty good.
We're just thinking of Need to Breathe.
I was just thinking of Need to Breathe, my loves.
Guys.
Guys. Last episode, you left us waiting for... not delicious. You left us waiting for food, and we had ordered some Greek food from a place, and then we're told that the place was too busy to take our order, and so we ordered from a different place, and the food came, and it was so freaking
good.
So
freaking good. Guys, I'm gonna vomit. That's how good it is.
Goodness.
You know when it's so good, you just are gonna vomit.
We ate so much food, and there was still like a little bit left at the end, but we had to stop because it was just like out of control.
OOC.
We got 2 things to share, right? Like we each got
plates.
Like a plate, and it was like way too much food for 2 people. It was shawarma.
It was a mix of lamb and turkey,
which like I thought was going to be weird, but actually was delicious.
It was so good.
And then there was falafel, which this place is called Amir's Falafel. So like if falafel is in your name,
it better be fucking good.
It better be fucking good. And it was. It was so good.
It was delish. It wasn't too salty. It was like the right flavor.
Yeah, it was like they not too crispy and not too. Yeah. Mitchell, I don't think you listen to this, Mitchell, but if you do, these falafel were the same size as the falafel you and I made. So we were on point. Because we made falafel the other day and thought they were too small. Well, I wasn't sure. Like, according to the package directions, we made them too small. But they were perfect. They were the same size as these ones. So we're doing what Amir does. We had beets and...
Yeah, so you could pick sides.
There was one that came with 2 and one that came with...
One that...
5?
No, 3 and 5.
3 and 5. So we got... Spicy carrots that weren't spicy. Potato salad.
Beets, baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush.
Beets. Corn. A coleslaw.
Everything was great.
Potato salad.
That potato salad was...
So good.
Thumbs it wasn't, to the up.
It wasn't super... Mayonnaise. Nope. Mayonnaise-y.
It was really... so many noises. It was really... like, well, not really, but it was like vinegary, which is how I prefer my potato salad. The beets were divine. Tracy can't talk about it because
I don't eat any.
I
don't eat beets.
The
corn had dill.
Which is like,
fine.
Upon first review was weird, but like, actually, it's growing on me.
What really surprised me was baba ganoush.
Yeah, because you don't like eggplant.
I don't like eggplant, but it was roasted eggplant, right?
Yeah, well, like smoked.
It was, the taste of it was actually really good. And since it was already like a creamy dip.
Dip, like a dip. I would say baba ganoush is a dip.
The texture didn't really mess with me that much, but it was delicious. There were so many flavors.
Do you like mushrooms?
Yeah.
Okay.
I find that's different.
Yeah, I know. It's just like the closest thing I can think to an eggplant. Maybe we should make Japanese eggplant.
Okay.
They're a little better, in my opinion. Anyways, it doesn't matter. The hummus was really good. The tahini was
hummus.
Good.
Ugh, the tahini. And then you had some tabbouleh left over.
Yes, also Mitchell. Also Mitchell made. And it was just icing on the cake. It was so good. There was no baklava to be had because they got canceled and they ran out. But
at least
they
didn't cancel the entire order.
They did not cancel the entire order. And it was fast, or it was like on time, which after the first cliffhanger cuisine is a big deal. Overall, how many stars? Wait, let's do. So we did food. Stars on food.
Out of 5?
5.
5. Right?
I agree. Yeah, for sure. 5 out of 5.
I couldn't stop eating it.
Yeah, we literally couldn't stop. Oh, and the rice. We had rice.
Oh, right. It was
really good.
The rice, actually, if anything, maybe 4.85. The rice was a little dry to me.
Respect.
But that's just me.
I had so much
likes,
stuff on it that I, you know.
Maybe that's how it's supposed to be. I think I'm just used to like how I make my rice where it's like really moist.
And then, I think we did delivery last time.
Yes. He was great.
He was on time.
I rated him 5 stars. He was
met
nice.
Expectations.
He was wearing a Black Panther shirt. Ugh. So I was like, I would like to talk to you more, sir.
Yeah. Do you want to come in and be on our podcast?
Derek.
I think last time we did, because we did also the boba, but we didn't have Bev's this time.
That was a situation.
So yeah, I would definitely order from here again.
Yeah. Amir's Falafel in Studio City on Ventura.
Everything's on Ventura.
I think that's technically Cahuenga. I'm not sure. It's like...
Oh, it's like that far over?
It's like Tahunga, I think.
Oh, okay. So not that far.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Cliffhanger Cuisine turned out to be great.
So now we've had one really bad one and one really good one.
Yeah. Who's to say...
Who knows what's going to happen at the next one?
Yep. Okay, so this week's is random. I don't even know why we picked this. Do you know why we picked this? No idea.
No.
It's emojis. Listen, who doesn't love a good emoji? Probably.
Trump?
Yeah. You know who loves an emoji? Parents. Once they find it out.
It's over. It's like my dad and Bitmoji. Don't get me started.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started on Bitmoji. I love scrubs. Those. Oh, that's so cute.
It is cute.
So we're going to do some emojis and describe them to the best of all our abilities.
I feel like that's going to be the best part.
Yeah. I'm doing what they call them, like, if you have it speak. You know what I mean? Like, if you have the emoji dictate it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I was trying to get to do it on my phone.
I don't know what you're saying. Oh, like if you had Siri read your text aloud.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, you go first.
I lost it. Ugh. Okay, ready?
Ready.
And away we go. Man in business suit levitating.
Love it.
Selfie.
I don't know that. I love it.
The arm with the phone? No. Okay. The 100 symbol.
Oh, love it.
Smiling pile of poo.
Ew, hate it.
Funeral urn.
Love it.
What? Oh, okay, cool.
I feel like it has like other uses.
Like what?
Like ancient ruins.
In what situation are you casually?
So, Jeff, I feed Evie a little Pharaoh. Like the grain. Uh-huh. And Jeff continues to make the dad joke that like he's like, oh, do they go to ancient Egypt and like grind it up like the pharaohs? Get it?
Oh, I get it.
And so like in that instance, that would be a good emoji to use.
Yep.
Let's be specific. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. Mine?
Well, I'm not, so okay. And away we go. Clown.
Hate it.
Eye roll.
Love it.
Isn't that the best one?
Oh my gosh. Right.
Coconut.
Coconut?
Yeah.
I've never used it.
Oh, it's like a half open coconut.
I've never used it.
So
I guess hate it.
The smiley face with the X's for the eyes.
Yep. Love it. Dead.
Right? That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is what it means. The emoji. I wish that I knew that thing about how you do that. Okay. The the scream emoji. Do you know which one?
Yes.
The half blue.
Love it. Okay. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's those are all good choices.
How do you know what it's called? Where do you find that information out?
If you have her speak here, hold on. I'll send something to you.
Now what do I do?
Can she dictate?
Hey Siri, read latest text message from Tracy.
Face with open eyes and mouth with head exploding. Distressed face vomiting. Woman with light skin tone shrugging. 100 point symbol. Nail polish being applied to fingers with medium light skin tone. Would you like to reply?
Would you like to reply?
Oh my god, that was so cannot handle it.
Wait, send one to me.
Oh my god, that was so, so much more entertaining than I thought it was going to be.
Hey Siri, read latest text message.
I found your most recent message from Jenny Beluzzi. Droplets of water, wizard with light skin tone, weather pointed hat and staff, breastfeeding mother with light skin tone, face screaming in fear, dizzy face with discomfort, cactus, would you like to reply?
Yes.
What do you want to say?
Emoji of man levitating with suit. That's not right. What is that?
Your reply to Jenny says, emoji of man levitating with suit. Ready to send it?
No.
Okay. I won't send it just yet. Let me know when you're ready to continue.
I'd like to send another text message. I don't know how to use Siri.
That's not how you use Siri.
Okay.
So we're to jams. Trace?
To jams.
Jam jams.
Jam, 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 jam.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first since Great. I went first last time.
So my jam today is a little generic, but I'm going to go with it. My jam is succulents. Folks.
Oh wow.
I surprising no one.
Surprising zero people.
Super on brand. I'm well, maybe not succulents in general, like just plants in general. So I've been really obsessed with getting my house greenified in the past few months, as you know. And they just like make me really happy. I've started following a lot of plant people on Instagram.
Of course you have.
And I'm going to have Tracy, because she does the posts, put up a list to the NASA list of best houseplants to have.
The NASA list?
There's a NASA list because houseplants are actually really good for the air quality.
Oh.
In your house. So they recommend that you have plants in your house to help you breathe better.
Hmm.
So there's a great one from NASA. And I actually always look at that one. And then I look at like the, there's like a pet friendly one because I have fucking 100 animals
sure,
in my house.
Sure, sure.
And I guess a baby now, so. But anyways, so I guess houseplants is my jam overall.
Succulents slash houseplants.
Yes.
Great. Love it.
Love plants. The end.
Love plants. The end.
What's your jam?
My jam is going along with the theme of music. So, so my jam, to keep in with the theme of music, is an album that I'm truly cannot stop listening to. It's been a while since I've loved an album like beginning to end. And it is Kacey Musgraves' Golden Hour.
I was just about to be like, I think I knew what this is.
This is the song that I'm currently obsessed with, but then like it changes from day to day because they're all just so good. If you just need like a chill out, like
so good.
She's into it. I'm gonna play a little. This is called Wonder Woman. I'm going to skip. I'm just going to play it in the background and then talk about it. And then, so Kacey Musgraves, country artist. I like country.
I casually like country.
I like pop country, which correct. I think she, like your Carrie Underwoods.
Yes. Your Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Old Tay Swift.
Not me.
Not you, but like that's but, who is in the genre.
Yeah. Like Kelly Clarkson, if she's going country.
Yes.
Dan and Shay. Love Dan and Shay. Do you know who Dan and Shay are? But Kacey's new album is fantastic. This she's song is called so great. Wonder Woman. She doesn't know how to lasso the love out of you. She's only human because she's not Wonder Woman.
My man, girl. I think that's general life advice.
Superman to win my love in.
So nice.
Baby, I am Wonder Woman. It's just so good. She sounds much better on the album than live, TBH. But
really?
You know what? What are you going to do?
Have you seen her live or are you just saying like her live performances?
She came on the show and sang two songs. She also was on SNL a couple weeks ago and I was like,
good to know. Some people aren't great live.
That's
like, I mean, Adele is great live, but I know that she has a lot of nerves going into live performances. Like she's screwed up a few.
But I would say, well, here's what I always say is Taylor Swift, the reason why I hated her strongly disliked her from the beginning was because I saw her, like, it was on SNL or something, and she was so off key.
Yeah.
That I was like, why do people like her?
Right. Some people just aren't, I mean, some people have bad days.
I think she's better now.
But some people, yeah, like, just aren't strong live performers.
I mean, I'm also, like, a person who comes from a theater background, so I just, like, expect.
Right, right. You to be at your top notch on
Even if you're live. I love the Backstreet Boys so much because they sing a cappella and do it well.
Stop it. Don't talk about a cappella Backstreet Boys.
Okay,
bye. Can't handle it. I thought this was going to be Spotify, and then I realized it's not. This is your jam.
This is my jam.
It's a really good jam.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Well, that's another one done.
Who knew?
We did. We knew.
Okay, Tracy, we're more than halfway through the season.
Oh, my gosh. That's right, because this is episode 6.
I don't want to jinx anything right now. I'm going to knock on this MDF from IKEA, but we haven't had to record when it has been 90 degrees out yet.
Well,
currently we're both wearing
long
sleeves.
I think you just jinxed it.
I probably did. All I'm saying is this season hasn't been so bad to record.
True. Great.
The end.
The end.
Well, Tracy, where can people find you?
They can find us at...
Oh, right. Where can people find us? Tracy.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, Tracy, where can people find us?
You know what, Jenny? They can go to... And also on the Twitter, that's our jam. And, you know.
They can find you.
They can also find me personally at cookiesandsangria.com or at cookiesangria. You? Oh, no. We've got a case of the giggles. A little giggle bot.
I'm corpsing. You can find me at Garlic My Soul on Instagram is preferred method of communication. That's it. And we want to thank Megan for her fantastic.
Sorry.
We want to thank Megan for her fantastic art, megan-roy.com. She did our illustration. We love it.
And Steve, as always, for the delightful music.
Yeah.
Our intro and outro music, which you are about to hear in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bye.